我们继续来看第六章马可福音。
Let's continue with Mark chapter 6.
上一节我们提到第六章的最后，主耶稣怜悯众人。
In the last class, we talked about how the Lord Jesus had compassion for everyone.
所以他行了很多的神迹奇事来帮助人。
Therefore, he performed many signs and miracles to help them.
所以我们看，他传道理，然后他也行神迹。
He preached the gospel and he also performed miracles.
道理是要指引人生方向，是要让人得救。
The teachings were for the purpose of guiding the direction of their lives so that they could be saved.
那神迹奇事是要证明所传的道。
The signs and miracles were to prove the gospel that was being preached.
所以约翰福音第一章讲，道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理。
Therefore, in John chapter 1, it says that the Word became flesh and he was full of grace and truth.
所以耶稣怜悯众人有真理讲给他们听，然后有恩典，有神迹奇事，让他们有体验。
So, when the Lord Jesus came to the earth, he came full of truth, which is the teachings that he proclaimed, and he was filled with grace because he perform many miracles to help them.
那我们今天的信仰生活两个都很重要，
These two aspects are likewise very important in our walk of faith.
但是有个顺序神迹是证明所传的道理。
But there is a sequence. The signs and miracles are to prove the truth that is being preached.
那变饼也是神迹的一种。
The miracle of the bread was also a miracle.
所以在旷野，神看顾百姓的生活。
So while the people were in the wilderness, God looked after the needs of the people.
给他们玛拿吃。
He gave them manna to eat.
那我们今天如果生活有困难神会照顾我们六天劳碌做工让我们生活都不会有困难。
Likewise, God will also take care of our daily necessities. As long as we work for 6 days a week, we will not lack anything.
那在第六章，我们看从45节开始主耶稣上三场祷告，46节。
In chapter 6, verse 46, the Lord Jesus went up to the mountain to pray.
但是他看见门徒风不顺，48节摇橹甚苦。主耶稣就走海面到他们那里去。
In verse 48, he saw that the disciples were making headway painfully on the sea, so he went, walked out to the sea to help them.
这个都是主耶稣自己主动去做
Well, these were all things that the Lord Jesus took the initiative to do.
的。然后我们看51节。
Let's look at verse 51.
他到他们那里上了船，风就止住了。
He got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased.
所以这一直告诉我们人生如果有什么风浪最终要回来寻找神。
So this continues to reiterate the fact that if we have any troubles in life, we need to come and find God.
当主耶稣跟我们同在我们就看到那个风浪渐渐平静。
When the Lord Jesus abides with us, then the winds and the waves will cease.
那个船也可以代表我们的家庭。
The boat can represent our families.
如果家庭有神同在这个家庭就会很平安了。
If the Lord Jesus abides within a family, then the family will be filled with peace.
所以幸福的家庭最重要要有神同在。
Therefore, the secret to a happy family is the abidance of God.
那物质生活条件高一点，感谢神；低一点也感谢神。
As for the living standard, if you have a higher living standard, thank God. If it's a lower living standard, we still thank God.
但是最重要的关键是要主同在。
But what is most critical is whether the Lord abides.
所以在《生命记》里面记载他们在旷野一无所缺。
In the book of Deuteronomy, it tells us that the people lacked nothing.
因为神跟他们同在。
Because God abided with them.
所以主耶稣今天还活着。
The Lord Jesus continues to live today.
所以我们生活有一个顺序。
Therefore, in our lives, we also need to have priorities.
大家都很忙啊。
Everybody is very busy.
但是要把追求神的国跟神的义摆在第一。
But we need to place seeking the kingdom and the righteousness of God first.
然后尽我们本分，六天劳碌做工。
We also then need to fulfill our duties in working 6 days a week.
那我们这样过了一段时间，回头过来看我们的生活真的是一无所缺。
When we continue to do this,After a period of time, we will look back and see that we really are lacking nothing.
但是因为有神同在活得很喜乐，很平安。
And because the Lord Jesus abides with us, so our lives are actually filled with peace and joy.
因为我们也在侍奉神，所以觉得活着很有意义。
Because we also serve God, so we live our lives filled with meaning.
所以耶稣还活着。我们要请他上到船上。
The Lord Jesus still is living now, and we need to ask him to come to our boat.
56节。
Verse
56. 56节，所有放在街上人他一摸耶稣的衣裳，摸到就好了。
Whenever he came into the cities or villages, they implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment, and they were made well.
我们在主耶稣医治那12个血漏的妇人我们学到一个功课。
From the testimony of the woman with the flow of blood for 12 years, we learned an important lesson.
当主耶稣问说谁摸我？
When the Lord Jesus asked, "Who touched me?"
门徒说这么多挤来挤去，当然有人会摸到你啊。
The disciples answered, "There are so many people here. Of course, people will jostle about."
主耶稣说不是的，因为我觉得有能力从我身上出去。
But the Lord Jesus said, "No, I felt power come from my body."
其实这么多人一定有人摸到耶稣了。
Out of all the people in the crowd, there must have been multiple people who touched Jesus.
但是为什么只有一个人摸到耶稣，主耶稣觉得有能力出去呢？
But why is it that only in this one instance, did the power come out from the Lord Jesus?
因为这一个人是用心，用信心来触摸耶稣。
It's because this one person touched the Lord Jesus with her faith.
所以我们每个礼拜六我们都到教会去聚会
We go to church every Sabbath day.
那教会就是神所充满的地方。
And the church is the place where God fills.
但是有的人在教会就有很多体验。
Some people experience a lot of things in church.
但是有的人在教会什么也没有体验。
Well, others feel nothing when they go to church.
那为什么同样教会有神同在，有人体验很清楚，有人没有体验
？Why is it then that some people go to the same place, and experience a lot of things while others don't?
到最后还是我们的心啊。
In the end, it all comes down to our faith or our heart.
所以我们是不是用心在教会里面在敬拜神，在亲近神？
Are we really drawing close to God and worshiping God with our heart?
如果是这样，我们就会感受到 主耶稣的能力，主耶稣的恩典进到我们里面。
If so, then we will truly experience how the power from the Lord will enter into us.
所以我们的信仰不要变成一种表面跟形式化。
Therefore, our faith should not become something that is ritualistic.
信仰是从心里的最深处，我想要跟神连结，我想要去体验它。
Our faith should come from the deepest part of our heart, where we really desire to have a relationship and connect with God.
那我们现在进入第七章。
Let's go to Mark chapter 7.
第七章在讲两种的污秽，第一节到二十三节。
From verses 1 to 23, it talks about two different types of defilement.
一个是外面的污秽。
The first type is defilement from outside.
那另外一个人是心里的污秽。
The other type is the defilement of the heart.
所以圣经里面这个人如果看英文它把它分作两种一个叫 inner man 就是那另外一个叫做 外面这个人
So this can be described as the inner man and the outer man
比方说哥林多后书里面讲外体渐渐朽坏内心一天新是一天如果我们看英文它就一个用外面的人一个用里面的人
In 2 Corinthians, for example, it talks about how our outer man is deteriorating day by day, but our inner man is being renewed.
所以这个外体就是我们的肉体嘛，看得见摸得到。
So the outer man refers to our physical bodies, that which we can see and touch.
那里面这个人就是我们的灵魂。
And the inner man refers to our souls.
甚至呢在彼得前书里面他用帐篷在描写人生。
In 1 Peter, it also describes how our bodies are like a tent.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
那个帐篷就是肉体。
So that tent is our flesh.
所以我搭脱离帐篷的时候快到就是那个我就是灵魂。
So when he says the time for me to put off this tent is at hand, that me refers to his soul.
所以这样我们就知道肉体不是真正的我，肉体只是一个壳子，真正的我是住在肉体里面那个灵魂。
From this, we can understand that the true self is the soul and not the outer shell of the flesh.
那神造亚当的时候这个是用泥土造的。
When God created Adam, he created him using the dust of the earth.
但是他吹了一口气叫做有灵的活人。
But he breathed into him the breath of life, so he became a living being.
所以我们人真正的价值不是这个肉体。
Therefore, the true value of a person is not limited to his flesh.
是神赐给我们那个灵魂。
It is actually the spirit or the soul that is given from God.
所以圣经说我们肉体要保养顾惜啊。
So the Bible says that we do need to nourish and cherish our bodies.
因为没有肉体就我们就死了。
Without our flesh, then we die.
但是我们真的要努力去追求的是我们里面这一个人一直在更新成长。
But what we really need to focus on is whether or not the inner person is growing and being renewed.
因此我们在看这段圣经在讲两种的污秽。
Therefore, when we see this chapter talking about two kinds of defilement,
大部分的人都注重外在的清洁。
most people emphasize on cleanliness, outward
cleanliness. 所以在各地方讲，主耶稣的门徒吃饭没有洗手。
So the example here was that the disciples ate with hands that were defiled.
那吃饭洗手当然是最好的。Of
course, it's great to wash your hands before you eat.
所以我们就不会吃到脏的东西，身体就会健康。In
that way, we can avoid eating any bacteria and viruses.
那主耶稣的门徒吃饭没有洗手，那当时啊。 法利赛人跟文士他们注意的是什么？
But when they, what did the Pharisees and the Jews notice when the disciples ate with unwashed hands?
就是注意他外面有没有干净。What
they really cared about is whether these people were outwardly clean.
那注意外面有没有干净，这有什么不对呢？
What's wrong with caring if you're clean or not?
因为文士法利赛人他们是在当时在带领那些敬拜神的。The
Pharisees and the elders were the leaders, the spiritual leaders of the people.
那如果带领敬拜的人，他的方向是注重外面有没有干净，那这整个宗教信仰就会
If the leaders of the spiritual community care about surface level cleanliness, then the entire community will be led astray.
那他们为什么会注重外面的干净不干净？
Why was it so important to them that people had to be undefiled?
如果我们回到第七章来看,
Let's look at chapter 7.
第五节
Verse 5
马可福音第七章第五节
Mark chapter 7 verse 5
法利赛人和文士说你们的门徒为什么不照古人的遗传用手手吃饭呢所以这个外面的干净这是古人的遗传
From this verse, we see that this washing your hands was a tradition of the elders.
那传统到底好不好呢?
So is tradition good or bad?
其实我们的生活里面有很多的传统。
In each of our lives, we have a lot of different traditions.
比方说我们教会在聚会。
For example, during church services.
聚会前大概有10分钟唱诗。
There's usually a 10-minute hymn singing session before service.
开始聚会，先唱诗，再来祷告。
And then when service begins, we start with a hymn and then we pray.
然后再来正道。
Then there's a sermon.
唱诗祷告。
Then another hymn and prayer.
这样的方式，现在全世界真耶稣教会差不多都一样，包括非洲。This
format is followed by all of the true Jesus churches around the world, including in Africa.
那这个就是传统啊。This
is a tradition.
那你如果圣经里面去找，哪里有记载说要先唱词再祷告？没有啊。
If you try to look in the Bible, where does it say that you need to start with hymn singing and then prayer? That it doesn't have a verse.
但是这个传统有一段时间，大家觉得这样也没有什么不好啊，那就照传统吧。But
after a period of time, because everyone thinks that this is not a bad practice, so we continue with it.
但是这里讲的传统，是跟圣经的教训。
However, the traditions that are mentioned in this chapter were actually contrary to the teachings of God.
所以如果我们的传统跟圣经有冲突，那我们不照圣经而照传统，那这样就会信仰就会偏差。
So when we choose to follow a tradition that is contrary to the teachings of the Bible, then naturally our faith will deviate.
好，所以我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
好，耶稣说，以赛亚指着你们假冒为善人说的预言不是不错的，因为经上说，嘴唇百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。啊，这里主耶稣引用以赛亚书啊，在解释法利赛人这样做有什么不对。
The Lord Jesus references the prophecy of Isaiah to teach them what was wrong with their tradition.
啊，就是用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
The problem was that they were honoring God with their lips, but their hearts were far from God.
哦，那这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
这是第七节。
Verse 7.
哦，将人的吩咐将作道理教导人。
Well, they teach us doctrines, the commandments of men.
哦，所以，哦，他是在敬拜神。
So they were worshiping God.
但是他的心啊，是在人教导这些传统。
But their hearts were teaching the commandments of men.
啊，他的心啊，不是在跟着神的教训走。
Their hearts were not following the command, the doctrines of God.
啊，所以虽然嘴唇啊在感谢神、赞美神，但是他的心并没有照着。真理来做。
Even though their lips would praise and thank God, but their hearts were not actually doing according to the ways of God.
啊，那这个叫做嘴唇尊敬我，心远离神。
That's what it means to honor God with our lips, but having our hearts far from God.
啊，所以第八节就解释啊，你们离弃神的诫命啊，居守人的遗传。
So in verse 8, he says, you leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men.
哦，那第九节。
Verse
9. 哦，你们诚然是废弃神的诫命，要守自己的遗传。
You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition.
那这就有问题了。
This was a big problem.
哦，比方说我们在非洲哈。有一些教会啊，一到安息日，差不多所有的妇女都穿白衣服啊，到教会来聚会。
So in Africa on the Sabbath day, almost all of the women would wear white and come to church.
啊，不是全部啦，有一部分的教会。
Oh, for some of the churches in Africa.
那我们聚会，你要穿白色、穿黑衣服，这个都没有关系呀、
啊。It's fine if you want to wear white, but you can also wear black.
哦，但是、如果用穿白衣服来代表圣洁，哦，我忘记了真正的圣洁是内心，那这就有一点偏差了。
But if the mentality is that the white garments represent your holiness, and you forget the true holiness comes from inside the heart, then this is a deviation.
哦，所以在这个地方啊，接下去如果看第九节。
So in verse 9,
举一个例子啊，在摩西啊，出埃及记二十章讲要孝敬父母。
Or he uses an example in Exodus chapter 20 where the commandment is to honor your father and mother.
哦，这是十诫的第四、第五诫哈。
This is the fifth commandment.
哦，然后到了十一节哈，他们对父母说，我把奉献给你的已经献给神了。
And then verse 11, if a man tells his father or mother, whatever you would have gained from me is Corban or given to God.
22节哈，那以后你就不再供养父母。
And then you no longer do anything for your father or mother.
这就是，是按照遗传废了神的诫命。
This is making void the word of God by your tradition.
所以孝敬父母第五诫这一定要做。
So the fifth commandment of honoring your parents is a must.
那献十一捐也要做。
And offering tithe is also a must.
啊, 而不是把孝敬父母的钱, 啊, 奉献做十一捐, 啊, 然后说, 啊, 啊, 我已经把这个费用
We cannot say that I've already given tithe and therefore I do not need to honor my father or mother anymore.
哦, 所以, 哦, 我们要遗传, 哦, 不好的地方就是他取代的神的话, 那这样的遗传我们就要改变。
If a certain tradition has replaced the word of God, then this tradition needs to change.
哦, 那如果跟神的话没有什么冲突, 哦, 那, 我们照着遗传来做也没有什么不好。
If a certain tradition has no conflict with the word of God, then we may continue it, no problem.
哦, 哦, 那从14节开始, 主耶稣就 在解释真正重要的是什么?
From verse 14, the Lord Jesus starts to explain what is actually important.
哦, 所以什么是真正可以污秽人?
What actually defiles a person?
哦, 所以, 14节到19节, 主耶稣提到两点, 一个是从外面进去的,
In verses 14 to 19, the Lord Jesus talks about the defilement, things that go inside of a person.
哦, 那第二种是从里面出来的。
And then the second type is what comes out of a person.
哦, 所以法利赛人文士哦, 他只注重从外面进去的。
What the Pharisees and the elders cared about is what was going into a person.
但是他们不注重从里面出来。But
they didn't care about what was coming out of a person.
哦, 那从外面进去是什么?
What are things that come inside of a person?
哦, 那如果我们看, 啊, 在19节,
Let's look at verse 19.
哦, 从外面进去的就是我们吃的东西啊。
What comes inside a person are the things that we eat.
啊, 如果吃的不干净, 顶多拉肚子, 这样而已啊。
If you eat something unclean, the worst that could happen is you might have a...
它不会真正污秽里面那一个人。
A diarrhea, but you may not... It will not defile that person's heart.
那从里面出来是什么?
But what comes out of a person?
哦, 就是讲人, 啊, 人讲的话。
These are the words that people speak.
哦, 那人讲的话就会污秽人。
The things that people speak will defile him.
哦, 所以, 啊, 为什么雅各书里面讲, 哦, 如果有人话语上完全, 他就是完全的人。
Therefore, in the book of James, it says that a perfect man is able to bridle his tongue.
哦, 因为言语是从心里面发出来的声音。
Because whatever words a person speaks actually starts from the heart.
所以我们心里有什么, 就用言语把它讲出来。
Whatever is in our heart will be exposed through our words.
哦, 所以有时候人心里在讲什么, 你如果听他讲道, 哦, 哦, 你就听得出来他心里有什么。
Sometimes, or most of the time, you can understand what a person is thinking when he speaks a sermon.
哦, 哦, 那从里面出来的, 哦, 现在举例, 哦, 有几个会误会人。
And then the Lord Jesus gives some examples of things that come out of a person.
哦, 21节。
Verse
21. 人心里发出来的恶念苟合22节。
22.
凶杀、偷盗、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、淫荡、嫉妒、毁谤、骄傲、狂妄，这个都是不好的。
All of these things are bad.
哦, 那如果我们看马太福音23章, 怎么在描写法利赛人?
In Matthew chapter 23, it also describes the Pharisees.
我们看马太福音的二十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew 23.
二十三章的二十五节。
Matthew 23, verse 25.
你们这假冒为善的文士法利赛人，因为你们洗净了微杯盘的外面，里面却盛满了勒索跟放荡。所以这个地方讲哦，洗净了杯盘的外面，就铸造外面这个人的干净，但是他内心呢，充满着勒索跟放荡。
The Pharisees were hypocrites because they really cared about the outside of the cup and the plate, but they were filled with greed and self-indulgence.
27节。
27.
你们这假冒文士跟法利赛人，因为你们好像粉饰的坟墓，这里用粉饰的坟墓来形容他们。
Jesus then describes these Pharisees like whitewashed tombs.
坟墓外面在美国。
In the United States, the tombs are a cemetery is like a garden.
但是里面呢，却充满死人的骨头，是污秽的。
But underneath are all the dead people's bones. It's very dirty.
二十八节啊，你们在人面前外面看起来是公义，里面是假善，还有不法的事。
So likewise, they outwardly appear righteous, but inside they're filled with hypocrisy and lawlessness.
所以文士法利赛人他们的宗教信仰只是强调外面的传统，然后一些仪式但忽略了最重要就是里面怎么洁净。
So the problem with the scribes and Pharisees was that they cared so much about the traditions and rituals that they neglected the inward cleanliness.
那我们今天的信仰生活要从这里学到教训。
So we need to learn the lesson for our own walks of faith.
我们来看那个箴言第十章二十三节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 23.
箴言第四章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
二十三节你们要保守你们的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是从心发出来。
Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life.
所以我们一生会过什么生活是心在决定的。
How we live our life is determined by our heart.
所以如果我们里面是洁净的，那我们的一生在神看起来，我们的生活是洁净的。
If our hearts are clean, then our lives before God will also be clean.
如果我们里面都是洁净，我们怎么讲话那个话都不会污秽的。
If our hearts are clean, then no matter what words we speak, these words will not defile people.
所以有时候我们晚上睡觉再反省一下我们今天讲的话。
Before we sleep, we can reflect on the words that we spoke that day.
我们常常会感觉到我们的话还是有一些不是很干净。
We might discover that a lot of the times our words are actually not that clean.
那追求里面的污秽的干净，最后的最重要的果效是什么？
And what is the fruit that comes from the inside, the purity of our heart?
我看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
第五章的第八节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 8.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
这个清心是什么？
What does it mean to be pure in heart?
英文叫 pure. Pure 就好像说你拿一瓶水来看里面是完完全全都没有杂质，这个叫清心。
Impurity of heart can be likened to a glass of water, where the water has not any and no defilement.
也是说我们的心里没有罪。
This means that our hearts are free from sin.
那这样我们就可以见到神。
Then we can see God.
那这个见神就是表示对神有很清楚的体验。
And being able to see God means that we have clear experiences of God.
所以我们看圣经里面每一次要求神的恩典之前都想要悔，都提到要悔改。
Every time we talk about asking for the grace of God, we talk about repentance first.
那悔改是什么? 就是把我们里面那个污秽除掉。
And what is repentance? It is getting rid of the filth in our hearts.
那这样我们就能够用心来跟神连结。
Then we will be able to connect our hearts with God.
心如果跟神连在一起，我们对神的体验就很活泼。
And when our hearts are connected to God's, then our faith will be alive.
但是倒过来，如果我们有外面敬拜的仪式，我每个礼拜都去教会，但是我们的心不是干净的，我们就很难体验神。However,
if we go to church every week, but our hearts are not clean, then we will not be able to experience God still.
所以心清新，这是体验神的关键。
Therefore, being pure in our hearts is the key point.
因此，最重要是心里的清洁。
What is most important is the purity of our hearts.
这是第一节到23节。
So this is verses 1 to 23.
那从24节到30节。
Then from verses 24 to 30.
这个24节到30节，第七章，马可第七章，是提到一个。
Mark chapter 7, verses 24 to 30 talk about a Gentile woman.
好，我们先来看24节。
Let's look at verse 24.
24节，耶稣从那里起身往推罗西顿境内去，不进入人的家，不愿意人知道，却隐藏不住。这个地方在讲主耶稣这一个人的灵性。
Here it talks about how the Lord Jesus was a human.
他的榜样。He was
an example for people.
他行很多神迹奇事，但是他不愿意人知道。
He performed a lot of signs and miracles, but he didn't want anyone to know.
为什么？因为他来世界，他不是要荣耀自己。
Reason being that he came to the world not to glorify himself.
但是他隐藏不住，为什么？因为他神迹奇事确实是太大了。But
he could not be hidden because the signs and miracles that he did were exceedingly many.
所以我们今天在教会做什么，如果能够学习隐藏，这就是在效法主耶稣。
Therefore, if whatever we do in the church, we can hide it from others, then we are emulating the Lord Jesus.
不是借着侍奉来显扬自己。
We are not trying to exalt ourselves through our servitude.
而是借着侍奉来显扬主耶稣。
It is exalting the Lord Jesus through our servitude.
但是这个过程就需要有舍己。
But this is a process of denying oneself.
人如果没有经过舍己，很容易通过侍奉要显扬自己。
If a person does not practice self-denial, then it is very easy to exalt oneself through servitude.
那主耶稣出来，他要先到犹太人的家。
So when the Lord Jesus went on his journey, he went first to a Jewish person's house.
但是这个妇人显然她不是犹太人。
But this woman was obviously a Gentile.
她来求主耶稣恩典。
And she asked for grace.
那我们看27节。
Let's look at verse 27.
耶稣对他说，让女儿先吃饱，不好拿女儿的饼丢给狗吃。
He said to her, let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs.
因为在神的这个选民非常尊贵是神的儿女，那其他都叫外邦，跟神没有关系，所以这个狗其实就是等于在比喻那些外邦人。
The people of God are the children of God. They're very precious. And the dogs refer to the Gentiles who do not belong to God.
但是28节，这个妇人说，不错，狗也吃桌上桌子底下，这个掉下来的脆渣。
But she answered, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs.
哇，她这么有信心，能够得神的恩典，把我当狗看也没有关系，这一句话就蒙恩了。Her
faith was so great that she was willing to receive the grace of God by comparing herself to the dogs under the table. And because of her faith, she received the grace that she asked for.
所以29节，因这一句话，你回去，我已经离开你的女儿。
And verse 29, he said to her, for this statement, you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter.
所以谦卑可以蒙福。
Those who are humble will receive blessing.
这是一个很重要，我们可以看得出来的神的恩典。
This is a very important key to receiving the grace of God.
那我们现在看31节。
Let's look at verse
31. 31节一直到37节，主耶稣医好耳聋舌结的人。
In verses 31 to 37, the Lord Jesus heals a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment.
然后我们现在看32节。
Verse 32.
有人带了一个耳聋舌结的人来见耶稣，求他按手在他身上。
They brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him.
然后33节。
33.
耶稣领他到众人到一边，就用指头探他的耳朵，唾沫吐在他的舌头上。 然后34节，对他叹息，对他说：“以法大，就是说开了，他的耳朵就开了，舌头也解了，也说话了。”
33, should I read?
这一段圣经，我们看主耶稣在医病，这个方法很特别。
In this section, we see how the Lord Jesus used a very unique way to heal this person.
指头探他的耳朵。
He put his fingers into his ears.
吐唾沫在他的舌头上。
And after spitting, touched his tongue.
这个都是人没有办法想得出来的。
And these are things that people usually do not think of.
但是主耶稣这样做，他的
But with this, using this way, the Lord Jesus opened his ears and his mouth.
那今天比较重要的是，这个到底在教训我们什么？
Most importantly, what lessons does this teach us?
什么是耳聋？
What is a deaf man?
耳聋就是你对他讲什么，他都听不到。
Someone who is deaf cannot hear anything you say to him.
所以你跟他讲一个钟头等于白讲了。
If you speak a whole hour to him, it will be in vain.
那耳聋以今天来讲、哦、就是要听神的话、哦、听是听进去的耳朵很好、啊、但是他听不懂。
So those who are spiritually deaf may be able to listen on the surface, but they don't understand anything.、
哦、那听不懂啊，跟他讲一个钟头等于白讲了、啊。
If they cannot understand anything, then that 1 hour of talking to them also is in vain.
好、哦，那我们现在看路加福音的二十四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
啊，路加福音的二十四章。
Luke 24.
啊，二十四章的四十五节。
Verse 45.
啊，四十五节哈。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，让他们能够明白圣经。
He opened their minds to understand the scriptures.
啊，有时候、哦、我们聚会都有第一次祷告跟第二次祷告。
Usually in a service, we have our first prayer in the beginning and then the second prayer at the end.
大部分领会的人、啊、包括我们也有人领会，你又问他说，那你第一次祷告要祷告什么？
So if you ask the person who is leading the service, what should we pray for at the beginning of the service?
第二次祷告要祷告什么？
And then what do we pray about in the end?
有一些领会人他真的不知道 要祷告什么。
Some sermon leaders don't know what to pray about.
第一次祷告要祷告什么？
What do you pray about in the first prayer?
哦，第一个就是要祷告神。啊、我们领会的神开我们的舌头能够讲出神要我们讲的话。
In the first prayer, as the sermon speaker, we should ask the Lord to open, release our tongues so that we can speak the words that God wants us to speak.
所以讲道、啊、是去传达神的旨意。
Our delivering a sermon is proclaiming the will of God.
那讲道、啊、是神在我们里面做他的工、啊、
When we are delivering a sermon, it is God who is working through us.、
啊、所以要求神开我们的舌头。
That's why we need to ask the Lord to release our tongues.
那第二个祷告、哦、就是求神开听到人的耳朵。
And the second prayer is to ask the Lord to open the ears of those who are listening.
让他听得懂，听得清楚。
So that they can understand clearly.
所以我们第一次聚会，第一次祷告，通常不为这个代祷，不为那个代祷，因为现在刚刚开始聚会，最重要就是开讲道人的舌头，开听到人的耳朵。
And so during the first prayer of the services, we usually do not ask for intercessions about a certain prayer requests because we're about to have service. So we ask the Lord to open our mouths and the mouths of the listeners, I mean, and the ears of the listeners.
啊，那第二次祷告，祷告什么？
So what do you pray for in the second prayer?
哦，我们大家都知道哦，如果我们在那里听到很多道理都听过了。
As those who have attended many services, many of these teachings we've already heard before.
但是如果我们问自己哦，我到底行了多少
？But if we ask ourselves, how much have I actually done?
我们就发现很多我们都做不出来。
But we discovered that a lot of these teachings we actually have no ability to do.
所以我们聚会第二次祷告，祷告什么？祷告求神帮助我，我刚刚领受这个道理，我能行出来。
In the second prayer, therefore, we ask the Lord to help us so that we can do what we have just heard.
哦，然后在为其他的人的需要、啊、身体病痛啊，或者是教会的圣工来祷告。
And then we intercede for those who are sick and for the holy work of the church.
啊，所以主耶稣开耳聋舌结的人啊，今天对我们来讲啊，也是很有意义的。
And therefore, when we read about this man who was healed of his deafness and his speech impediment, it also relates to us.
哦，那第二个啊，就是要求主耶稣 是我们口才智慧能够把福音讲解得很清楚。
Secondly, we also need to ask the Lord for wisdom so that we can proclaim the preach the gospel clearly.
哎，真的很多人有体验哦。如果我们真的认真祷告，对慕道者，我们能够讲得很有条理，讲得很清楚，他听得很清楚。
Many people have actually experienced the power of this kind of prayer when they pray for, really put effort into praying for God to help them to speak the word clearly. Then they are actually able to speak it in a way that the true seekers are able to understand.
所以我们对慕道者讲这些福音，不是凭个人的口才。
When we are preaching the gospel to true seekers, it is not relying on our own eloquence.
神知道他的需要。
God knows this person's needs.
求神开我们的耳嘴，能够讲出适合他的需要。
So we ask the Lord to open our mouths to speak words that fit that person's needs.
那这就是医治耳聋舌结的属灵含义。
So this is the spiritual teaching behind healing this deaf and mute man.
我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.